It is Friday, so we say, woohoo! Why do you do that, Ger? Because it's the weekend, you see. Yeah, it's close enough to the weekend. So there we go, Friday. You're welcome to GSFM. It's July the 22nd. And nobody, surprise, surprise, nobody guessed our mystery voice. Now, it is actually easy. I just know the quality isn't 100%. So apologies for that, but you'll hear it again in a couple of minutes. But sure, you can hear it as many times as you like by listening to GSFM and just going back and going back and going back and going back. It was on this day in 1926 that Babe Ruth caught a baseball at Mitchell Field in New York. What's so special about that, Chair? Well, the ball had been dropped from an airplane flying at 250 feet. Now, that's a wow. 1963, the Beatles' first US album, Introducing the Beatles, was released. In 1965, Till Death Us Do Part, debuted on BBC television. Little Richard, known as Reverend Richard Pennyman, spoke at a revival meeting in North Richmond in California on this day in 1979. He warned the congregation about the evils of... That's right, rock and roll music. He did. 1991, on this day, Desiree Washington, a Miss Black America contestant, charged she had been raped by boxer Mike Tyson in an Indianapolis hotel room. Tyson was later convicted of rape and served 3 years in prison. It was on this day, the 22nd of July in 2003, in Paris, France, a fire broke out near the top of the Eiffel Tower. At the time, there were about 4,000 visitors. They were evacuated, and thankfully, no injuries were reported. So there we go, a look at some of the things that happened down through the years on this day. Oh, interesting stuff there. GSFM friends Don Penzian and Hugh O'Neill celebrate their birthdays today. Don and Hugh, very happy birthday to both of you. Hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for being GSFM friends. Rose Kennedy celebrates, well, she doesn't because she's not around anymore. She was born on this day in 1890. And two chaps that were born in 1947, actor Danny Glover and musician and singer Don Henley, singer-songwriter, both born, as I said, in 1947. So happy birthdays, one and all.
Friendship.
That is our mystery voice.
Friendship.
I know there's not a whole lot of it there, but take another listen to it.
Friendship.
Yeah. Friendship, he's saying, try and take a listen again and see. Oh, yes, I told you our useless fact today would be all about the cleanest air in the world. Where is it? I don't be funny saying it's all around. No, it's in Tasmania. That's right. Tasmania is said to have the cleanest air in the world. Do you remember we mentioned Angel Falls in Venezuela a couple of days ago in our useless fact, and we said it was 16 times higher than Niagara Falls? Yeah, well, we're going back to Angel Falls for our useless fact tomorrow. More details then. In the meantime, enjoy Friday. I do thank you for listening to GSFM today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoy presenting it, and we look forward to your company tomorrow. Until then, from me, Jerry Sweeney, bye-bye now.